Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, hopefully everybody's doing fine. You know, a lot of things going on around the world. A lot of people are experiencing different things. And what are your feelings about that, Agent?
Well, it's really interesting how many people are going through the same experiences. You know, it's like you hear it from one person up to another. It's kind of weird how you hear a lot about experiments, and I was going to have a caller call in and talk about her different experiences, what she had felt with the aliens, and it sounds like we're getting a lot more and more different kinds of experiences. People are getting it, whether it be demonic, whether it be alien, whether it be government, we don't know, you know. It could be a variety of different things that have been going on with the different experiments and stuff like that. And that's my feeling on it. I think it has to do with the spiritual awakening. That's my feeling on it. What do you feel, Ray?
Do you feel a lot of it has to do with the Matrix being exposed?
I do. I think it has a lot to do with the Matrix.
And
different people being exposed to it.
You know, a lot of people are starting to awaken, you know. So, you know, they're starting to speak out and count, you know, letting people know about their, you know, experiences. And a lot of them don't even have to be in this dimension. They could have happened in another dimension. And
I think that's really weird.
You know, people are speaking out.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, we'll get this lady, you know, to call in and join us so that we could share, you know, with, you know, this new information and, you know, and let people know what really is going on out there. And hopefully she's listening to what we, you know, saying right now. And again, we want to welcome you, you know, to our show. And we want to welcome any listeners out there to join us tonight. And, you know, this is a night of, you know, call in and, you know, anything goes, you know. We like talking about things out of the ordinary. And what else do you have to share with the agent?
Well, I've been noticing there's been a lot more movies that have come out, messages, you know, from movies like the Cabin in the Woods, how they were doing blood rituals to bring back the giants from the underworld.
Wow.
And they had to do all these, they had at a certain time to do all these archetypes, blood rituals, where they needed, like, the prostitute, they needed the rescuer, the victim, and they were using different archetypes to basically do this blood ritual to the giants, and they called them the ancients. And they had to use certain people to represent those different archetypes. And they were using different experiments on people to actually kill them so that they can do the blood rituals. And that's why there was different kinds of underworld creatures. Like, there was the clown, there was the zombies, the evil unicorns, evil mermen, different experiments like that. So it was pretty amazing.
You know, and that's what's amazing is how these producers and these people, you know, who made you know, that are made up these stories, you know, where did they get this information from? To me, you know, wherever they did, I'm sure it was through somebody's experience, you know, something that they might have experienced. We got a caller from the 425 area. Would that be her?
Yes, it is her.
Okay, let's go ahead and invite her onto our show. Let's go ahead and invite, is it Christy?
Uh-huh.
It's Krista.
Hello, Christy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Good. And,
hi, Krista.
Hello.
My name is Roy, and I'm Adrian's father, and we want to welcome you to our show tonight. Adrian, you know, mentioned a little bit about, you know, you and some of the experiences that you've had. Can you share that with me tonight and, you know, and our listeners?
Yes, I will I'll share as much as I feel I'm mostly certain
about.
Yeah,
you know, whatever you feel comfortable with, that's the main thing.
I'm still trying, I'm still, this is all very new to me, so I'm still just trying to figure out the pieces, even just the beginning parts of it, so.
Right. And how long have you, you know, become aware of this? You know, how, you know, is this something that you knew for a long time, or you just started becoming aware of, you know, of all this information?
I've always had an instinct about just a general sense of that something was wrong my whole life.
Right.
There's a lot of just parts about my life and my family that don't make sense.
Right.
But as far as really starting to figure it all out, it's only been a few months.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been in the past few months.
What do you feel might have triggered that?
There was an incident what actually happened was the Grammys. I was watching the Grammys and I looked at 11:11 at the clock, and Nicki Minaj was doing her performance. It was like an exorcism. And I had something inside me go, whoa, like, this is wrong. This is not right. So I went online and just instinctively ended up at the former White Hat site. And so I had kind of just been reading it out of curiosity. I've always been a pretty spiritual person, just not in tune with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months later, I had this instance where an agent, I had an experience downtown when I was just out with my boyfriend and a few friends. It was just a very weird experience. I think that I'm come to the conclusion now that I was most likely drugged. But I had brought home someone who I thought was homeless, but ended up being some sort of agent. And he told me just interesting things about my life. That's how it all started.
Wow. That's interesting.
And then I kind of went for confirmation with former White Hat after that, and I've also reached out to a few other people just for confirmation, and everything seems to just be kind of lining up.
Oh. And Adrian mentioned that you knew James.
Yeah, we've only talked a few times, so I don't really, like, know him personally, but I had seen him, or what I believe is him, I don't know for sure it was him, or some form of him on the bus that just in the past few months when this has all been happening, and a form of him was at the bar that night that I had the crazy experience in.
Wow.
It's been said that we have some sort of history together, that he had rescued me at some point in a synthetic body, but we were just talking to see if we could remember that experience, but we don't remember each other. Yeah. He just looks familiar.
Have you had any connection or experiences with the ETs? You know, have they made contact with you at all, or, you know, or something?
you know, I guess I've just recently started to understand the whole, maybe, you know, it's more like science fiction has a lot more reality. I've always had, like, drawn, like, a different energy, so I always just brushed it off as being, like a negative energy.
Right.
I get sleep paralysis. I think that they're doing most of their work on me in my sleep. So I can feel, like, the negative energy near me and touching me, but the one time I ever really saw the aliens was, or not the aliens, the reptilians, were during the regression with James, but other than that,
that's,
I've had a few instances where I just, there's missing time, like, you know, a lot of time has gone by, but I just don't, usually they're in human form.
So do you do a lot of astral traveling, or?
I just realized that I do.
You do?
I didn't know that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do my dreams a lot.
Right.
But I'm only starting to see what this all means as far as, you know, the astral plane.
Right.
Like that. There's been a few times where I've been asked to go to the astral plane at certain times, and crazy things happen at those times.
That's interesting.
When I'm laying on my back, mainly is when I can, or in sleep.
Do you go into, is this like a meditation state that you go into when you start doing this?
Yeah. It's different from when I'm, like, dreaming than when I'm awake, quote-unquote, like, what happened. When I'm asleep, it's more of, like, I'm getting caught in, like, a whirlpool underwater, and it's a different feeling. So I don't know if it's the same thing or not.
I've been told
I can remote review, but I'm pretty sure I can. I don't know if that's... Did I get one?
Adrian, is there anything that you need to ask her?
Well, I just wanted to say it almost sounds very familiar with some of the experiences I went through.
Yeah.
Because I was doing a video with James, and I was being drugged, and all I remember is I didn't have no breath, and it felt like, it almost felt like that same reality that she went through.
Wow.
Same experiment. But then I had the chips that were put in my nose, and I was telling you about that when I was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
But
I keep getting visions of the men in black.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somehow they've been trying to, you know, do some, I don't know, you know, gather information about you, or, you know, what you're doing, or where you're going, or what you've been experiencing.
Yeah, I haven't been able to understand what it is that the ET race wants from me. Maybe some sort of genetic experiment, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And what are you getting, Nathan?
I feel like it was generic.
It was generic.
Mm-hmm.
Genetic, yeah. Do you feel she's been going into the different dimensions?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. See, not a lot of people are able to do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, you know, that's why... You know,
I'm able to do it too.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people aren't able to do that. It's almost like quantum jumping.
I've done it before.
Yeah. Have you heard of that word, Krista?
Yeah, it's Krista. Yeah, I have. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's, Is it like kind of skipping? Is it like time travel or?
Well, it's being able to go into the different dimensions and gather information, and then, you know, jumping back and forth, you know, into other dimensions. It's almost like the movie Jumpers. You remember the movie Jumpers?
Yeah, no, I didn't watch that. I actually...
You didn't watch?
I'm not really into... The funny part about all of this is I've never, my whole life, really been into sci-fi movies or anything like that, which is why, you know...
It just caught you by surprise knowing what you did then, what you do know.
I mean, there's a lot of answers that have been answered. Like, it makes more sense. It doesn't make sense, but, I mean, there's just so many parts about my life that I just don't remember.
You're right.
Instinctively, like, I know something's wrong.
Some kind of blockage was put there so that you couldn't remember.
I feel like I know some information that is really important to know.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps, like, I don't know what happened to me, but I just feel like there's something that I just, they kind of, like, put me in this, like, semi-normal life, and I don't know.
Right.
And different people want this information, different races, different ET races, and as well as different governments in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to, like, torture it out of me. I don't know. Because they wake up with, like, just marks and just, like, you burn. They look like burns, bruises.
Right.
It's crazy.
And that's so interesting because I know a lady that she claims that she had a dream or she was in a dream state where she saw an alien. And it looked like a giant praying mantis. You know, that's what its face looked like. And needles were starting to come out of it. You know, it was almost like it was experimenting on her or doing something, ready to inject these needles in her. And, you know, it was so vivid to her, you know, that it scared her, you know.
The praying mantis, yeah.
Yeah.
It is scary. I don't see it's just men in, just like white. I have a few days ago, I remember, or right before I woke up with the needle marks right in front of my face, I actually remember being drugged and trying not to be drugged. And I just see, it's just mainly men wearing, like, all black or just never anything. It's never anything extraterrestrial, but they may be, like, covering my memories of stuff, you know?
Right. That's interesting. Adrian, is there anything else you need to ask her?
I'm just wondering what kind of information that you feel like that you're missing, that you still need to, I don't know, I just feel like there's still some information that you're still missing that you need to gather or something.
There's so much information that I need gathered just as far as, you know, if this is you know, real, I'd like to see my files for the most part, you know. I feel like I have a right to see those things.
Mm-hmm.
Just more of just, like, my past, you know. I don't remember big chunks of my life. What projects, if I'm actually being used subconsciously for something, and, you know, there's just so many questions. My alters. How my family, who my handlers are, you know, I have a feeling of who my handlers are, you know. Do I really know where important stuff is on, you know, Mars, or that's what they want from me? I don't know.
Where do you tell Roy where the information's coming from that she needs?
Yeah, because I've...
That you need to connect more with, you know, what drives you, what, you know, where's your passion, you know, what do you love more than anything? And that'll give you a little better direction as to where you need to go. Are you trying to find that, you know, where you're supposed to be, you know, where you're headed? You know, do you have any idea?
Yeah, I have tried really hard, like, to, you know, find a job that makes me happy. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, I have a set plan that I'm supposed to follow through with, you know. So I don't really
know if I have the
free will to choose that, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And if you were to have that perfect job, what would that be?
Something that involves, you know, helping other people and meeting new people and just bringing people together rather than, you know, something that just is work.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help and bring people together. But I don't think I'm, you know, subconsciously there's something in my brain that keeps telling me right now, like, you know, it's just, I just feel like that's not an option. I feel like. I'm not supposed to.
You know, I was telling Adrian, and this is how you know if that's, you know, what you really want is, have you ever done something or experienced something where, you know, you're having so much fun that time just seems to pass you right by and you think it's only been a half hour or so and it's already been a couple of hours that's gone by because, you know, you enjoyed it so much. You know, that's when you know that you're in that, you know, connected, you know, to source, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like I found that and I apply for the jobs and I go on the interviews and all, you know, it's almost, you know, they'll give me the interviews, they'll give me the job, but then, you know, something random happens where it just can't work out. And then, you know, there's certain companies that just keep pursuing me, but they're not companies I feel comfortable working for
because
they're not doing, like, ethical things.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is if it's, you know, not meant to be, it won't happen. But if it is, it will.
Mhm.
And not only that, but before you even go, you know, on an interview or anything, you should know already, you know, without a doubt, that, you know, that you're going to get that job, you know, that you could see yourself in that job. And you're going to be making the kind of money that you want from that job.
And I also think you have to have a connection, too.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to that lady at the Green Element, she was saying that whenever you pick out a star or a pentagram, she says that pentagram has to connect with you.
What's that?
You know, and it's like I picked up two, and she's like, you can't pick up two because it'll confuse you because you're dealing with two different energies.
Right.
So I set it down and I pick up the other one and I'm like, oh, this one feels safe. This one feels comfortable. I'm going to take this one home. But what am I going to use it for? Am I going to use it for protection? Am I going to use it to program it, to say, hey,
right,
I'm having a bad day at work. Please protect me so I could feel safe in my environment. You know, stuff like that. So if you tell your subconscious that when before you go on an interview, do I feel safe here? Do I feel connected here? Do I feel comfortable here?
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't, then chances are you're not going to get the job because you don't feel comfortable with the supervisor.
That's why I say without a doubt, you should already know, you know, that that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's not always what you want. A lot of it's feeling. You know, like, mm-hmm. do you feel comfortable there?
Do you feel connected?
You want to be there because you need the money, but is that the really big reason why you're there? Or mm-hmm. are you there to find your happiness? Where are you going to be happy at, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I like my job, but I'm not happy there. So honestly, I'm there only because I need the money. I'm at my point in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm so much in debt, and I'm only 28 years old, and I'm like, I need the money. That's why I'm there. I'm not there for any other reason. And that's pretty much what you got to tell your subconscious, the reason why you're there.
Go
ahead, Christy. I was just going to say, what's your feelings on that?
Feel just a mixture of things, because there have been jobs where I have felt uncomfortable, and I've gotten the job, and then I know that it's not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to make excuses for myself because I haven't been able to get the job, and it's been, I've had contracting jobs. It's just, I don't know, I don't want to make excuses for it. It's been 2 years, but it's almost as if there have been jobs that I really know were right for me and my heart and my soul, and it's almost as if some negative energy doesn't want me to have that, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to overcome. So that's that's what I need to overcome in my brain and in my being, that I do deserve these things. I need to keep going.
I'll give you an example. If you were to buy a candle and there was a candle that had a black on the top and a white on the bottom, and then there was the opposite, and then there was the white on the top, black on the bottom, what candle would you pick? And why would you pick that candle for that reason? And I'll tell you what it's used for after you pick it. What candle would you pick for your job? And then you have another candle with green on the top and white on the bottom. Out of all those candles, what one would you pick?
The green on the top and the white on the bottom.
And why would you pick that candle?
I don't know, just because I don't really think a black candle would be that attractive, but I kind of like the fact of, the color kind of dripping into the white rather than the other way around.
So basically, what those candles are is they're called reversal candles. And anything
mm-hmm.
reversal goes in a circle, okay? So basically, the candle that you pick is abundance and light. So you want abundance and light in your job so that you could feel comfortable with your abundance. So mainly you're there because you want to have happiness and abundance.
Yes.
You want to find the perfect job for you. You're not there because you need the money. You're there because you want to feel fulfilled in your job. And it's not just for the money.
Yes, because
you know?
It has very little to do with the money.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to feel fulfilled in your job. See, for me, I have to be fulfilled too, but at the same point, I'm in that danger zone where I say, oh, I got to think about survival. I got to have some money in my pocket to make
mm-hmm.
me feel secure and happy. And when you feel secure, when you have that security, then you feel happy at any given job that you're at, in any experience, you know? And it's not about, you know, knowing whether you're going to get the job or not. It's knowing, are you going to be happy at that job? Are you going to be content at that job? And why do you need that job? You tell the universe that. why you need it. I need it because
I
want to
feel
happy.
I have that conversation with them. I said every time. There's been a few jobs that I feel like I would have been dream jobs, more like. And, I just, they'll get me to like the third or fourth interview. They'll say, everything, you did a perfect job, but we just can't hire you.
Because if you feel like you're financial, you're not gonna be there. You know, you feel financially stable, you're not gonna be there because of the money. You're gonna be there because you want to feel fulfilled. This is what you really want to do the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But I don't want to clean out toilets the rest of my life. I like janitorial, but I'm not gonna clean out toilets the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just there for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are there for the rest of their life. They want to clean out toilets the rest of their life. You know?
Yeah.
That makes them happy.
Remember, I told you some people are happy with the box of rocks.
Yeah, some of them are. And then some people have to have mansions to live in.
Yeah. Well, some people can see visions of, you know, bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why limit yourself?
A lot of it's your intentions while you're there. You know, it's your intentions while you buy a candle. A lot of it's your intentions when you buy a pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to use it for? That's what they want to know.
Right.
So for me, I got an upright and upside down pentagram, which means as above and so below. So basically what I'm doing is I'm drawing my energy from the bottom and from the top. And the reason why I'm drawing all that negative energy in, I'm drawing it out. And I'm sending it back to the universe. And so I work around a lot of negative people, so that's actually going to bring back, it's a PowerPoint pentagram is what it is. So I'm bringing back in I'm stepping back into my power. And after I step back into my PowerPoint, then that's when everybody's going to be like, what did he just do? You know, they're going to be afraid because they're not going to see a part of me that they've never seen in their whole life. You know, and that's the whole thing. We can't
really
give up, even with government, we can't give up our power, because James has already broken that barrier of his fears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what he's doing to all of us. He's reprogramming all of us to break out of that fear. Based reality, matrix, or whatever you want to call it. And he's pushing us out of that energy. Where I think my eyes are starting to open, my ears are opening up now, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, with you, Krista, because I wanted to get as much information from all these types of different people, super soldiers, and find out, you know, what is really going on out there. People with different experiences, your experience is almost the same as mine and Jane's, and with Roy. You know.
It's all very surreal.
It is. You know, it's all synchronicity to me.
It is, yeah. It's kind of cool.
So I just wanted to share that.
Well, the main thing is there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah, I've definitely come to believe, to know that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I say there's always a reason why you're buying a certain candle for a certain reason, or you're buying a pentagram for a certain reason. There's always a reason for it. And your guides will draw you. It's almost like they'll draw you to that reason.
But what's really interesting is that you've met Adrian and I in a past life before. And you met James also. If you look back into your life, all the people that you've come in contact with, why is it that it's only certain people when there's millions of people that live on this earth?
Exactly. That's another reason.
I feel like maybe we all want, we have something that we want to say to each other. We just are trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but how do we know that you weren't teaching us something during those past lives, and now we're teaching you?
And that's all part of the, it's all part of the sacred contract that we, the soul agreements that we made.
Right.
To be here at a certain time, certain hours, certain night.
Yeah.
Whether it be on a radio show, whether it be in person, whether it be in a bar.
Yeah.
Or a dream.
Or walking around the corner and meeting somebody.
Or walking around the corner or being in a church or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just feeling like really lightheaded right now.
Oh, you will, because the chips are activating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what to do about that all.
I feel really dizzy right now.
Yeah. What are they activating?
Well,
activate,
you know, what's
for?
Activating is your pineal gland.
Uh-huh.
See, when that starts opening up, that's when you start, you know, visualizing, you know, start remembering some of the things that you might have forgotten about before, or, you know, they were even blocked. And see, that's where the government don't want us, everybody to do, is open up that pineal gland.
You think everyone has the capability of doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Is everyone on Earth, like, do you believe they're... Everyone on Earth has, except for, I don't know, clones or whatever, they have a history, a very long history of being on Earth, or...
Well, you got to remember that Earth itself is a consciousness, and that each one of us is energy, so we're all connected to that consciousness. So, you know, what people are experiencing, you know, all the way across the world, you know, we're experiencing that here. You know, and this is what's bringing everybody back into alignment. That's why the Earth is going through a shift of consciousness along, you know, with our bodies. That's why people are experiencing different things, you know, in their bodies.
It's so hard to grasp that idea of one consciousness. Like, that we're sharing a consciousness. It's really hard to grasp that idea.
Well, we're all part of that consciousness.
We're all part of one.
We're almost like little drops in a bucket, you know. Little molecules.
So, do you believe that our contracts, like, I chose a contract of, you know, being used for these types of experiments? Am I maybe do you think maybe I'm not even who I am? I'm something else type thing? Like, my soul body is somewhere else? I don't...
Well, we have to remember that ever since the beginning of Atlantis, that they were experimenting with our DNA back then. You know, and it's all happening again, you know, in this lifetime.
And it's all coming back, our memory.
It's all coming back. And yes, and that was one of your contracts, was to go through that and experience that, and you know, and you know, whatever you were going through during those past lives, you know, now you're starting to experience in this life. Hey, but you could have been of a higher degree, you know, you could have been, you know, way up there, you know, in the ranks, you know. That's why you were chosen to go through that.
I don't know. I just don't know.
You know, it's all sort of, you know, it's all mind-blowing, you know. It's hard to grasp, you know, because we've been programmed so long to believe that this is all there is in this reality. Main thing is, you know, we can't question it. We just have to accept it and go with the flow.
I guess the hardest part is just, like, you know, even now as I'm feeling dizzy and, you know, there's a few more bruises on me, or maybe I'm just thinking, I don't, there's a few more bruises on me than I saw earlier than, you know, when I first started talking to you guys on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's, like, it's hard to not be fearful, I guess is what it is. And I think people don't accept that there's more out there because, you know, the unknown is fearful.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's hard not to be scared, I guess, like what's happening
right
now. And I know that a lot of other people are also, you know, scared, and they're trying to, that's why people are speaking out. But they feed off the fear, or I believe they do. So, you know, it's a struggle, so.
And that's why it's important that you stay away from these kind of people, because what they want to do is bring you down to their level, you know, because that's where they have control, you know, over you and take your power away, like Ethan says, you know, to take your power back.
And once you have your power back, like the pentagram that I'm getting.
Yeah.
Once you get it back, you're going to feel so much better, because you'll feel like you're not so powerless.
Right.
Where a lot of people, they want to intimidate you, they want to put fear in you, they want to make you feel worthless, you know, and you're just going to continue that pattern unless you do something about it.
I guess it's hard to just know, because it has a lot to do with my family, and it has a lot to do with, you know, people that are close to me, like my friends and my boyfriend, you know. It's hard to,
from your past,
hard to know what people are in my life that, what are the people, who are the people in my life that are, you know, bringing me down subconsciously.
And you'll find your
what
PowerPoint.
Is it that I need to stay away?
I found mine.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they come in
objects.
Sometimes they come in objects. They don't come within. Sometimes it comes in objects, because when our DNA was split, our PowerPoint, they were split too.
Hmm.
So you got to find that object that you've lost. And and that's where you're missing the information. Like where
the
James
main thing
comes
is
from, his Neo Cube, that's an object that he resonates with. That's his PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it has to always be with you, and sometimes James, it's not always with James. So he has to find something that's always with him, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't, then he'll still keep getting the needle marks. He'll still keep getting the experiment, and it'll just keep continuing. It won't stop until he finds it.
There's a word that me and Adrian learned from a lady that claimed that she was from Atlantis in Lemuria. And the word is, this is the word, it's called Espavo, E-S-P-A-V-O. And what that means is, thank you, for taking your power back.
Bravo.
Yes, Bravo.